Stories told about a man in a town that wanted nothing to do with religion, wanted nothing to do with Jesus. He was diagnosed with an illness, and the pastor in the local community, true story, wrote the man and decided to just give him gifts. Every couple months he gave him gifts. Nothing big, but just something to let the man know that someone cared, that he wasn't just lost in the community. The man's disease, his disorder or disease got even worse, and it got to the point that he was on his deathbed, got to the point that he was in the hospital, and of all people, that man called the pastor in town to come to his bedside. When the pastor showed up, the man said, "I don't want to hear anything about Jesus. I don't want to hear anything about religion. I just want to thank you for your kindness and sharing some gifts along my way." The pastor heard what the man had to say, but then replied by saying, "Well, can I ask you one question?" And the man said, "Yes, but I don't want to hear anything about religion or Jesus." The pastor said, "I'm preaching tomorrow, and I'm wondering if you have some words to maybe inspire the people that are going to come to church. There's going to be a big crowd tomorrow morning at church." And the man paused. He considered his condition. And he said, "Tell them about Jesus and to watch and be prepared." True story. You know, that story tells us that when we're in crisis, we're much more willing to do these four verbs, imperatives, to watch, to remember, to repent, to keep. But what's so critical is that when things are going well, we also need to do those words and be alert. That's the problem with Sardis. What helps being alert, my friends, is knowing that everything, that there isn't any pressure for you to do extra things to be alert, to be prepared, but that things have already been prepared for you. And as I think about that, I think about my own household. In our household, each morning we have three kids that go to three different schools, that their schools start at three different moments. And so in morning, we've got to think about how we're going to prepare to make that transition just happen. What we've discovered is that setting them up for success and being completely prepared, things go pretty well. Lunches are prepared, check. Breakfast is on the table, check, that's good. Backpack is zipped up with all the assignments, check. Clothes are laid out and ready and clean even with no stains, check. See, all the child has to do is just wake up and just follow along, and then they're ready for school. It helps to know. See, it helps to know that things are already prepared for someone when they're facing a challenge or facing the day in front of them. Dear friends, I believe that this text is a comfort, not a text to put more pressure on Christians to do these things. It's actually a comfort because God has already prepared us every single day for what lies ahead. He's set out the clothes. He's set out everything for us. Notice that in the promise, like with all these letters, the promise is that we will have white garments. How did those garments get white? Well, God prepared that. 1 Peter chapter 3, 18 through 21 says it's by Jesus' blood and righteousness the garments have become white. See, God's prepared it in advance. How did the garments even come to us so that we can wear them? Galatians chapter 3, verse 27 says that when we were baptized, we received the clothing, the white clothing. We received the robes, so to speak. Stopping every morning, putting on those robes, so to speak, remembering our baptism is what it's suggesting. Remembering what God has done already sets us in a place to do these verbs in this letter. To remember, to watch, to keep, and repent. And when we do those activities every day, we're more prone to see the weaknesses, the weak spots that we have in life. But we're also strengthened to know that Christ is with us and his strength will be with us no matter what. Let's pray about that, and then we'll have a moment of prayer as well as we close out our time of worship. Dear Lord, as we begin our service tonight, each person thought about a weak point Lord, keep us from falling asleep. Help us to remember, to keep, to watch, to repent. Lord, the worst thing would be to have a slow death. Lord, keep us alert. Keep us watching for what you have for us each day. Help us to know this doesn't, remind us that this isn't extra pressure. It's just a reminder that you've prepared how we can prepare through our baptism and your presence in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.